Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk.
Yo, what's up? This is Ice Cream Notes. Welcome to the second episode of Pillow Talk with Ice Cream Notes. And today, I have a special guest. Siya yung dating last episode natin, siguro last 2021 pa yun, the previous episode that I have. Ang ganda kasi ng topic namin, which ang daming nakarelate because of her standpoint about the women. One of my dear friends and one of my future business partners siguro in the long run. Please welcome again the relationship podcast host, Queen Wasabi. Pasok, Queen.
Hello, hello. Good evening at this point since we're recording this at 8 p.m. on a sweet, sweet Tuesday night.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's been a while.
What's up, listeners? How have you been? It's been a while.
It's been a while. Last time we have talked about my relationship with that girl. Ngayon.
I remember that.
You remember that, right?
He's the guy I remember. Sinabi ko sa kanya, tara gawin nating content yan.
Yeah.
Emotion mo yung relasyon mo. That was really fucking insensitive.
I'm the host. She takes over my show.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to though, but I mean I really enjoyed that episode and I think it's high time to do another episode with you. I'm really very excited when you messaged me last night. But this guy's crazy. He messaged me last night. Because I released an episode last night. By the way, also podcast.
Yeah.
As he mentioned. So I released an episode last night regarding this. I think that's gonna be our topic tonight. Yeah. And then he messaged me like, tara, pag-usapan natin. He was like, what? Like right now? What the fuck is wrong with you? This guy is fucking crazy. I love it.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we decided to do it tonight instead.
The crazy you are, the more successful you have. You've been, pala, I mean to say, sorry that. Kaya nga, Queen, our topic for tonight is the trending issue right now because a lot of people right now is questioning about their worth. So, our topic for this podcast is, does love have a price for you? Does love have a price? Circulating to all the situations or the trending issues right now.
Mm-hmm. No, it shouldn't have a price. In context, it shouldn't because love is an emotion. Putting a price to it is stupid. Love is an emotion. There shouldn't be any price to it.
But as you can see, I think right now, in this generation or based on the recent trend about the 299 pesos engagement ring, I think she's pricing her worth or she's pricing the love that they have. Basically, they have at least an 8-year relationship. What are your standpoints regarding on that?
So, okay, let me clarify for viewers, I don't think naman we need to give a history para siguro dun sa mga future na makakarinig nito, no? But in context, basically, there's this trending issue that this girl anonymously posted that she was dismayed and upset because of the boyfriend for 8 years gave her an engagement ring worth 299. So that's the context. So she received different types of reactions. Some supported her, some people bashed her. Right. So doon ang gagaling yung question mo. Because at the moment you're saying that binibase ni girl yung worth niya
sa isang bagay.
Which is sa ring. That's the sad reality of how things are. Because like I said, kayo yung nanliligaw, you do your thing. I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do to show me that you are worth my time. Right? Because us, we can't choose. Our society is saying, dapat lalaki ng ligaw, so go ahead and manligaw. Do things for us. Right? Pero kung ako lang yung masusunod, technically nga, dapat kami pwede rin kaming mamili. But no, us women are gonna sit and wait sinong maliligaw sa amin. All we can do is magpapansin ng konti. Because the moment you cross that line na tipong ikaw na yung gumagawa ng paraan, then society is gonna judge you na malandi. So now for us not to be malandi, we'd sit and wait for fucking men to grow some balls and ligawan kami. And then now, pag nandidigaw na kayo, you fucking do your thing. You show me what you fucking do and, you know, make it worth my time. Right?
Agree on that. Pero!
Wow. Okay, that was a fucking early.
Medyo, labas sa agree na. Labas sa agree.
Ito yung aga.
Aga. Pero, actually, typically, you're right. The society tells us about what these women were doing, what men should do, what women should behave. Alam mo yun, sa sobrang daming naririnig na this, that, sa buong society, they are very confused kung ano ba talaga nangyayari. Typically about love, di ba? Ang dami ng definition about love.
Everyone seems to be an expert, right?
Yeah. Ang dami nagsasabi na itong ganito, they are basing on their things. Parang, kung ano yung trend, ano yung nakikita nilang good para sa kanila, yun yung magiging basehan nila. Na imbis na yun lang yung magiging reference or guide nila to set any standard eh. Pero hindi. For example, ganito, yung kaibigan mo, may mayaman, may kotse, tapos, siguro, yung isang kaibigan mo, nakapag-asawa ng, maghahanap sila ng mga ganun na nakikita nila. Because nakikita nila good things eh, di ba?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think,
especially
when you're young, you know, especially when you're young, you kind of just, pag may nakikita ko, I like to follow. But you're right, you know, na you have, pahabang tumatanda ka kasi and you go on to this journey in your relationship life, you start to create these standards. You start to create the metrics on how a man should treat you or how a woman should treat you. And that's where your standard comes from.
Yeah.
A lot of our character as a person, wala naman tayong character that is just unique to us. That's bullshit. You know, no one's unique. Our character are just things that are borrowed from the books we read, from the movies we watch, from the people we see.
Yeah.
From our icons. These are just borrowed characteristics from these characters, and then you put it all in, and then you live it, and then you say that, you know, this is me. These are all just borrowed, and that's okay. But along the lines, you know, as you go on in your life, then you create these character that is you, and you set your own standards and you set your own metrics and requirements as to how you want your relationship to be.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. See, nowadays, there is an equivalent value regarding on how we do things right. For example, the love. Love right now is transactional. Kung wala kang ganito, then wala kang makukuhang reward. Right? Because it's about, it's about how we take pleasure on things. Eh. Kaya yun yung parang nagiging latest trend sa society right now. Yeah, a lot of people are confused kung ano ba talaga yung gusto nila sa isang bagay, sa isang tao, o sa buhay nila gusto nilang pagisnanan. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of it is really true. And confusion really can come from the fact that, because they probably don't know themselves as well. They spend too much time on TikTok and, you know, doesn't really understand what they really want for themselves. Yeah. Right? But, They will find out. It's one of the things, the beauty of being young. You'd be able to experiment, get hurt a lot, and still come back strong, right?
Yeah. And our topic for today, diba?
Intro pa lang yun, guys. Ito pa lang yung topic.
17 minutes na kami, intro pa lang yun. Pero ito pa lang yung topic.
Because right.
Love right now, we have a definition. We have a lot of definition about love. And everything that we do, we process it like the transactional. We have an equivalent value on how we do things. Parang for example, pag niligawan ko itong babaeng ito, ano makukuha ko? Yung yes niya or no sa mga yon. Tapos kumbaga yung pag binili ko, ay pag, for example, right now, pag binilihan kita ng ganito, syempre, ang bawi nun sa lalaki, isang gabi, ganon. Di ba? May mga ganon na situation na alam mo ba yung maku-question mo lang sa sarili mo na presyo-presyo na lang ba lahat ng bate? Or lahat na lang ba talaga is negotiable ba? Di ba?
Well, you're talking about along the lines of loving unconditionally.
Yeah.
Is that that where you want to go? Like,
I think,
dapat ba pag nagmahal, dapat walang kapalit?
Kasi gano'n naman ang sinasabi nila, di ba? When, if you are a genuine person, parang kahit na maging tanga ka, you should love that person unconditional. Pero in reality, hindi eh.
Would you love that kahit maging tanga ka? Because you love the person unconditionally?
Hindi na tayo sa ganun eh. Kaya nga, gusto ko.
So you're saying no?
Yeah, for me.
So love is transactional?
Love is transactional. Actually,
so love does have a price?
It depends. It depends.
Right. Exactly. See, so now the original discussion was supposed to be we're gonna discuss. Eh, wala nga yun pa lang nag-agbigay na sa akin. Bigyan ko
muna ng mga tips. Yung akin hindi. It depends pa rin.
Right. I agree. Okay. Yeah. But to your idea of unconditional love, I mean, this is something if you For those guys who's listened to my podcast, I talked about this. I don't love unconditionally unless anak ko yan.
Okay.
Because if I don't set my conditions, it's like saying, sige kahit mag-cheat ka, mamahalin pa rin kita.
Yeah, that's stupid. Kasi we should set a limit about how we love the person unconditionally. Hindi porket sinabi mo lang na I'm gonna love you unconditionally, eh, magpapakataka na, magpapakamartin ka na.
Well, kasi in essence, yun yung ibig sabihin ng unconditionally. There is no condition. So you never say, I will love you unconditionally.
Yun nga.
Because the term unconditional is walang kondisyon. Mamahalin kita kahit ano, diba?
Yun nga. Yun yung gusto kong iparealize natin sa mga listeners natin na, and viewers na there's a limit of how you love a person unconditionally. Hindi pa kita sinabi mo lang na ganon, ay hindi ka na mapapagod. We're just people. Napapagod din tayo.
I don't know about you guys, but for me, I will just completely eliminate unconditionally in there because it's just, you know, you don't say... Ano, parang nambubullshit lang ako, I love you unconditionally. Oh, pero actually may boundaries ako. Oh, pero actually may requirements ako. Asan ang unconditional? Those are requirements. Those are conditions. Like, oh, bawal kang maganito. That's a condition, right? So, no, I am not loving you unconditionally. I'm removing and eliminating that right off. But you are correct. You are correct. Kailangan may boundaries ka. Kailangan alam mo yung standards mo, right?
Yeah, kaya nga parang nami-mistreated natin yung term na unconditional. Kaya nga, sabihin natin, I'm gonna love you unconditional, gaya na sinabi mo, Pin, na pag meron kang, kailangan ko ng boundary, pag ganito, nangihimasok na ng...
Yung iba kasi life. Makagamit lang ng term eh. Parang, alam ko yung sabihin.
I agree. Kaya nga, we need to clear those things. Kasi nga, nagiging confusing niya. Kaya nga, napakasimple lang gawin mo. O sige, ito na lang gusto ko. Mamahalin kita, pero may limit lang. Hindi ko kayang ibigay sa yung mga gusto mo. Pero hanggang dito lang, ganun. That's conditional. Pero yung sinasabi natin na unconditional, just a term na ginagamit nila na siguro.
To make it sound sweet.
Yeah, agree. Kaya nga, ang pangit na yun sa society, na ginagawa natin ganito yung mga bagay-bagay na instead that we are doing things for the benefit of your relationships, ang nangyayari is parang, alam mo yung basta lang may masabi, basta lang may magawa. Mm-hmm. Ganon.
Right. And I think yung guy from the 299 issue, I think baka, assumption lang to, baka yun yung expectation niya sa girl na you're supposed to love me unconditionally kahit 299 lang yung ring na binigay ko sa'yo. So I want to know your thoughts on that. You mentioned to me when you invited me for this podcast, you wanted to discuss it. So what are your thoughts?
Sa akin, all my thoughts that, unang-una, why did the girl post that unanimously? Pwede naman niya sabi sa party niya na gano'n. Kaya sa panag-trend pa, that's one of my thoughts. Kasi kung you, alam mo na, 8 years na kayo eh. You have an 8-year relationship. You know what your ins and outs. You know the person well. Kasi nga, you build that relationship you have. Tapos, masisira lang dahil nag-ask ka lang ng Facebook post na yun unanimously tapos nag-trend. Alam mo ba yung parang umasok ka sa isang trap na pilatay mo lang yung matagal niyong pinagsamahan. That's one of my thoughts. Unang-una, bakit ganun yung post? Secondly,
let's do it one by one lang para we can tackle each of the points. Okay, so
number one for me.
I'm gonna give you another perspective. You're right. You've been together for more than for 8 years, right? They've been together for 8 years. I think it's safe to know that they know each other so well.
Yeah.
Right? They know each other so well.
Yeah.
Isn't it safe to assume na the girl might not have felt safe and confident enough to tell the guy? The post was done anonymously. That's one. So just supposedly to not let the guy know.
Okay.
Na siya yung nagpost, right? In the post ng girl, sinabi pa niya na baka confused lang ako, ayaw niyang masaktan yung lalaki. That's also another possibility. Diba? Ayokong itanong sa'yo yan kasi baka mamaya masaktan ka. Let me get some advice. Just to clarify things, I am never a fan of posting your personal shit online because do not get advice online. That's fucking bullshit because like you're gonna get a lot of stupid things online, right? So you're right to say na dapat naman talaga hindi niya pinost yun kahit pa anonymous. That's the reality of it. But she already did. Whatever reason she might have, you know, like in my, yung assumptions ko lang of the possibilities is one, baka ma-post lang talaga si ate. Isa siya dun sa mga tipo ng tao na lahat ng emotions pinupost sa Facebook. Second is, alam niya kung anong sasabihin ng guy sa kanya, so hindi na siya nag-bother sabihin. Pangatlo is a possibility na ayaw niyang masaktan yung guy. Pang-apat is genuinely gusto niya nang makakausap about it or makakuha ng mga fake ng mga tao about it. Because if she wanted to be popular about it, if she just wanted to go viral and monetize out of it at magpasikat, dapat nagpakita siya kung sino siya, diba? So, the fact that it was anonymous just goes to tell you na she really needs something. Kailangan niya talaga ng ano, kailangan niyang ilabas at kailangan niyang makarinig ng ibang opinion. And obviously, it's probably something that she couldn't talk to the fiancé about or to the boyfriend about.
Because after, right? she needs to vent out those feelings, right?
Possibly. Imagine mo 8 years na kayo, hindi mo pa kayang makipag-usap sa partner mo of those things.
Yun yung pinagtataka ko eh. Anyway.
Exactly. So you know right off. You know right off na may problema. And I'm gonna tell you parang yung sinabi mo kanina na parang nag-post pa siya na sira tuloy yung relasyon nila. No. The fact na hindi mo kayang kausapin yung boyfriend mo ng 8 years at hindi mo masabi sa kanya, their relationship is probably already sira in the first place.
Maybe that's one of the assumptions then. Kung bakit pinost niya na ng ganun. Kasi, ito ha, naniniwala ka, Queen, na habang tumatagal ang relationship, pag hindi pa kayo kasal, more than maybe siguro 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, the relationship could, could fail kung hindi pa engage.
No. I don't. Unless you can give me a historical data that says so, a valid statistics that shows that, then I might. Because from my circle alone, I know for a fact that I know people who are who's been together na hindi kasal for a very, very long time. I know people na hindi sila kasal and they're okay, and then the moment nagpakasal, biglang naghiwalay. So there's in my circle, there are so many stories that I know na will not follow that particular pattern that you're saying.
Well,
I might be wrong.
Typically it's still random, or it depends on the relationship, right?
It will always depend on the kind of relationship that you have.
Sa bagay, naniniwala naman ako sa kasabihan na sa lalaki ang magtutuldo ng relasyon.
Why? Bakit lalaki lang?
Hindi, I mean to say na, ayun sa bagay, it's both pala, sorry. Hindi kasi nakamit yung lalaki kung paano niya i-decide kung pakakasalan niya ulit. Sa ibang topic na natin pag-uusapan yun.
All right. Okay. You mentioned you had a second point.
The second point is that Second point is that we don't know the whole context, but people already judge yung post na yun about their good parts, their bad parts. Kaya parang alam mo yung natamaan din yung side ng mga lalaki. For me, because I'm a guy, parang, di ba masaya
ano na? Ano naramdaman mo? What did you feel?
Actually, to be honest, medyo nasaktan ako dun sa post ng babae. Because right now, may mga lalaki din kasi na they are genuine, they are nice, but they are being used by women na akala mo they own the world. May mga ganun. Pero not all women. Kasi may mga guys din na parang siguro they are toxic, pero nadadamay na lang yung mga lalaking they are doing their very best to prove that they are, na hindi sila ganito.
Yeah, but that's beside the point because that goes both ways. May lalaking nagloloko, may lalaking genuine, yeah. May babaeng nagloloko, may babaeng genuine, yeah. Right? So, yeah. I mean, so I want to know bakit ka nasaktan?
Nasaktan kasi ako because sa akin, sa point ng guy, regardless of the price of the engagement, kung kaya naman niyang bumawi in the long run, then at least mababawi niya. Kasi siguro, na-trigger na lang din bumili si guy ng ganun for me. It is my assumption. Because
wait,
of the,
kasi nauna yung post ng babae. The guy's statement came, what, 2-3 days?
Yesterday lang. Ay!
After.
Kasi,
bago mo na ba yung sa guy, how did you feel about it?
Nakasad talaga ako actually na bakit kailangan ba talaga yung green na yun? Kailangan ba pamahalin? Honestly, hindi ko pa naman na-experience magbigay ng sing-sing. Pero sa akin kasi, when I do some efforts naman, hindi ko naman na kasi kailangan ng bonggahan. Basta importante, the thought.
Yeah.
Kung kaya naman niyang bumawi, sabi ko naman na ganun, grabe naman, pati yung 299 na yan, ganun lang yung ginawa ng, ganun agad pinus naman niya agad, tapos, paano naman kung nabasa ng lalaki, siyempre kung ako yung sa side ng lalaki, masasaktan ako pa ako. Hindi ko naman alam na ganun, pwede naman niya sabihin sa akin. Bakit kailangan
niyo pang ganun yung naramdaman ko. Right. Okay. Sige. And it's very much valid. You know, that's how you felt and it's valid. see, this is what's happening when people react. Excuse me. This is what's happening when people react to posts especially without a lot of context. Okay, this is what's happening. They see the post, they become emotional, and right away, the first thing that they will do is relate it to themselves. Mm-hmm. It becomes about them.
Yeah.
Right? See what happened to you? You read the post. You had an emotion. Nagalit ka. Now it's no longer about the post. Now it's about you. It's about how you felt. Right? It's not, now it's never about the post. Because if it was about the post, if you are reacting about the post, okay? Minus your feelings right now. Minus your feelings. We'll deal with your feelings later. But minus your feelings, right? The post as it is, right, is missing so many context. Now, if you are just, without being emotional, if you're just looking at the post, you will start to ask questions. Okay, one question. Wait, bakit ka nagre-reklamo sa 299? Paano kung yun lang talaga yung afford ng guy, ang selfish mo naman? That's one option because you don't know kung yun lang talaga yung afford ng guy. It's missing in the context. Second, baka naman kaya siya nagigalit is because nakikita niya na yung guy gumagastos ng gumagastos sa iba, isa ibang bagay, pero yung ring niya tinipid. That's another option. And that's also missing in the whole context, right, of the post. Because that's, yun lang yung post. But because people just became emotional and people just made it about them, they started to be emotional and just bash the girl, supported her. And like, no. See, when you, you always post this guy, this guy who does reaction videos.
Si
Darbs. You always post about him. And when I watch his videos, he would always ask the viewers to look at it analytically.
Yeah, agree.
Analytical. When you say analytical, you have to understand that there is no emotions involved.
Agree.
Analysis. Okay, when you analyze something, you remove the emotion so that you'd be able to judge something clearly, right? But what people did with this post is that they made it about themselves. Ang ginawa nila, okay, paano kung sa akin to nangyari, ito ang mararamdaman ko. That wasn't the case. I mean, that's okay kasi yun yung pakiramdam mo eh. Okay, yun yung pakiramdam mo eh. But it's unfair to judge the person, actually both of them, the guy and the girl, to judge them based on that post just because ganyan yung naramdaman mo.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? Now, let's go to how people felt. Like you felt offended. You felt hurt. Right?
Right.
And no one can tell you that that's right or wrong kasi feelings mo yan eh. Bakit mo naman sasabihin na mali yung nararamdaman ko? Eh, yun yung naramdaman ko eh. So there's nothing wrong with it. But what people didn't realize is that nawala na yung context ng post. Yung post was just, you know, for them to voice out yung mga emotions nila, probably unsaid emotions, right? Because if you look at the post alone, hindi mo naman talaga masasabi, hindi ka pwedeng mag-assume because technically there are so many possible realities na hindi mo alam, na hindi mo kayang sagutin based on just one post. The only reason why people are now able to really assume what's happening is because nag-release ng statement si guy. If that's even the real guy, because apparently, right now in TikTok, nagalat yung mga tao claiming na sila yung babae, sila yung lalaki, and all, or kilala nila yung couple personally, right? Okay, so, but we'll just take the first one that came out, assuming that that's real. Now, na validate yung reality na technically pinili talaga ni guy na binhan lang siya ng 299 na ring, right?
Promise ring, I think.
No, that's not a promise ring.
Yun nga, sabi nga daw nila, pero they don't know what ganun yung ano.
That's not a promise ring. If he mentioned that the ring sinabi niya promise ring yun, pero to tell her that she will be the one I married, eh, di ba engagement ring yun? You give an engagement ring to tell you I'm gonna marry you. Will you marry me? That's an engagement ring.
Iba yung promise ring. Iba yung promise ring. Right? Ring.
So, I mean, it's really, you know, I think this was all taken really, ano na, parang nag-blow up siya for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. You know, for all the wrong reasons. But it's also nice because we get to understand it's actually become more of a social experiment. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's become more of a social experiment where you started to understand how people react to things like that. Diba? So yeah, I think for me the whole idea of this whole 299 ring has blown up ridiculously, but has received really, really weird emotional reactions. Wala tayong magagawa eh. People will be emotional. That's normal, right? Pero I feel like people should also start looking at what it actually is. Whatever the post is actually is, right? You know, na parang wag ka masyadong maging emotional about the post. If you have some personal things. Ang masakit lang kasi is na judge sila talagang dalawa ng sobra-sobra. It wasn't fair. You know, they were both judged badly out of one post. Diba? Hindi naman natin sila kilala parehas. Right? It's just that yun nga, mas lalo lang grumabe yung judgment kasi naglabas ng statement si Guy, which siguro later let's dissect what, you know, what was in the statement.
I agree on that. The thing, typically, like you said, people are emotional beings. Minsan, pag nagbubugso na yung damdamin natin, hindi na natin naiisip yung mga gusto natin sabihin. Lalo na pag nagagalit tayo, something
powerful. Yeah. So, I think, I want to know from your perspective, no? Would you give your fiance, your future fiance, a 299 ring?
Minsan ka na nga lang ikakasabi ka muna lang hindi siyang bibigyan ng engagement ring niya. Di ibonggahan mo na. Di ba? For me,
so ba't nasaktan?
Nasaktan ako because ba't kailangan mo pag-i-post natin? Tapos, ba't gano'n ako sa mga
kasi kung hindi niya pinusulat tayong topic.
Oo. Bagay, agree.
All I'm saying is, yes, we've established na mali talaga yon na pinost niya. But it is posted and that is our topic right now. So,
yeah, wala na
you know. So, I want to understand why people are so triggered, especially men. Kasi sila yung laging... Actually, hindi. Merong mga babae ako nakita na nag-post na parang, pasalamat ka nga, nag-propose eh. Alam mo yung mga ganun? Pasalamat ka nga, binilangan ng engagement ring. Right? So, I want to understand why people started calling her gold digger for a 299 ring. Why people are saying, meron ako nakasagutan last night sa comment section. He's basically saying...
Mag-away ka pa ato, no? Basa ko ato yun.
Hindi naman ako nakipag-away. Ang bobo lang kasi ng point. he posted na high value women don't give a damn about the ring. Only insecure women would parang give a fuck about the engagement ring. So parang ako naman I only said don't generalize, and then he lectured me on what generalizing is all about. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Generalize women, who cares about engagement rings? And then of course for anyone na natatalo sa isang discussion, they will go with the reason that that's my opinion.
Dito to, I agree. Ano pang sa mga debate, Yan.
Diba, that's my opinion. Respect my opinion. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever she says. So I'm like, man, and this guy that I had a keyboard war with. Ayoko na nga mag-commento ko sa kanya, baka mamaya marinig pa niya to. I mean, I don't care. But like, a lot of guys kasi, they feel like they were so triggered na yung babae is asking them or requiring from them so much. Right? Requiring from them so much. And the thing is that in our society, yun yung expectations. Right? I'm not saying to always follow society's expectations, but all I'm saying is that there is nothing wrong to ask for what you feel is your worth. Okay. Now, pag na-open kasi yung discussions on ano bang worth mo, feeling mo ba kayang bilhin ng engagement ring yung worth mo, hindi yun yung point. Okay? Hindi yun yung point. Imagine this, okay? I'm gonna paint you a fucking scenario of how it probably went down. Okay? 8 years in the relationship. From the perspective of the guy, ang dami mong responsibilities, may pinapaaral ka pang bunsong kapatid, tapos ngayon gusto mong magpakasal, gusto mong magtayo ng pamilya. Do you honestly think na yung responsibilities mo bilang breadwinner sa immediate family mo, titigil kapag nagpakasal ka? No, it won't. You're in the fucking Philippines, right? Hindi ganun ang culture natin. Yung responsibilidad mo sa immediate family mo, normally dire-dire-dire-diretso yan, right? I'm not saying that's not supposed to be the case. In reality, dapat ang priority mo na is yung itinatayo mong pamilya, not the immediate family. But again, it doesn't work that way here. Right? And coming from the guy's perspective, it does look like yun yung mangyayari sa kanya. Now imagine, 8 years in the relationship, the girl is probably feeling it. Nararamdaman niya, most likely hindi ako ang priority. Hoping, praying, na kapag nag-propose sa akin si guy, siguro naman, for the first time in our 8-year relationship, he will prioritize me and he will fucking buy me a decent ring. Chen-chen-chen! Gets a 299 ring. Gets it. Tipping point. It's over. I'm so sorry. That's it. I'm ending it. But that's not even what the post is all about. She was actually confused. She didn't want to hurt the guy. She was trying to get reactions from people so maybe she can get an idea of what she'll do. Siguro gulong-gulo na siya. Right?
Yeah, agree. Yung narinig ko na yung ano, yung nabasa ko din yung post, and you made me realize right now na both posts has a mistake. Actually, mas lumala yung nag-post na yung about the whole context. Kasi, mm-hmm. I-analyze it yesterday and right now about your opinion, nag-gets ko na about doon sa guy. I'm also a breadwinner. Panganin na lalaki ako, tapos may pinag-aaral ako. Dinili ko lang yung sarili ko doon sinabi ng guy. Yun naman kasi, totally, you are going to help your immediate family. Diba? Kasi yun yung nakagisnat natin. That's our culture. Pero, in a mere fact na yung ganun, I think, feel ko kasi, I'm assuming na parang parang napilitan lang kata yung engagement and left and the society judge them. Kung ako dun sa ano, dun sa guy, I think mas maganda na hindi na lang sana siya nag-post about the whole context. Kasi mas...
Well, yeah, that's true. Although it's a lot more fun to find out.
Yeah nga, pero yun nga yung ano ko. For me, if I'm the guy na breadwinner din, siyempre, like him, meron din akong bunsong kapatid na pinag-aaral din. Actually, mag-graduate na din.
Ikaw yata yun eh.
Yeah, mami ka na. I'm single. Ayaw mami.
Sinabi ko na nga ba, kaya mo ko in-invite dito sa podcast. Kaya humiling ko.
Okay. I'm single. I'm 30 years old. I'm single. Oh, binibeto ko na yung sarili ko. I have a little brother that pinag-aaral ko. Siyempre, yung mga kapatid ko rin pinag-aaral ko. And I, nakarinig din ako sa pagiging breadwinner. Kasi, sa akin naman na, kung graduating naman na yung bunso, I think may kulang pa dun eh. Dun sa, ano, kung bakit gusto nila magpakasal. I think siguro ang term ng guy, BB, maybe lang ha, graduating na yung pinag-aaral niya, syempre may tutulong na dun sa family niya. Although tutulong pa rin siya, kaya siguro gusto niya pakasalan din. Kaso nga lang, nagkaroon lang din siguro ng problem because mali din yung natili niyang sing-sing. Because gusto niya si surprise maybe, yung during their proposal, hindi alam ni guy ko saan pipili ng mga ano, siguro namamahalan siya. For me kasi naman, hindi ako naman mamamahalan din ako sakaling ano, tapos na-pressure din siya. We don't know the whole context kasi baka naman pinipilit siya ni, you know, nagpapalinig si girl na, ano ba yan, 8 years na tayo, ganyan-ganyan, ito, tignan mo yung 11 years. Pero kasi nagsimula to doon sa 11 years na relationship na nag-break eh. Yung nagsimula yun eh. Kaya na-confuse si girl, kaya pinilit niya. So the guy offered the 299 peso na engagement ring, kaya ganun nagsimula doon. Tapos na-question na naman yung worth hanggang sa ngayon, naging viral yung small post. Diba?
And well,
parang ganun, pero that's my assumption. Ha?
Ayun na nga. The problem here is that that's all assumption, right? Those are just assumption to, parang ano lang yan eh, parang yung mga movies na walang malinaw na ending. Walang for us, diba, there's a movie hanging yung ending. So we start to create our own assumptions that will make us satisfied.
Agree.
Right, so that's your assumption. You assume na baka naman graduating na yung bunso, baka naman pinipilit ni girl, right? So I mean we can't really comment on anything that is just assumption because they are assumptions. We don't know what the reality is. But what we do know is what he wrote on his statement.
Yeah.
He wrote on the statement first and foremost. Breadwinner ako. May pinag-aaral ako. Sa kanya nakaasa yung family niya, right? Breadwinner. That's the whole context. Right? And maraming tao ang breadwinner, just like you. Pero you as a breadwinner, you probably know, and the breadwinners probably know and understand ano ang kaya nila, ano ang kaya nilang i-shoulder. Right? Imagine, nag-decide siya na ang kaya niya lang is worth 299 pesos. Kasi nga marami pa siyang responsibilities. Imagine na, okay, kasi sa dami ng responsibilities ko, ito lang muna ang kaya kong ibigay sa'yo.
Okay.
299 pesos. Okay? Yun lang muna. Dami ko kasing responsibilities, di ba? If you look at it, romanticize it, it looks like, oh, ang sweet naman, bibigyan mo pa rin ako kahit na ang dami mong responsibilities. But the fucking reality is, bakit ka magpo-propose? Alam mo ba lang dahil mong responsibilities? Alam mo pala na ang kaya mo lang i-spare is 299 pesos. Ba't ka magtatayo ng pamilya? In the first place. Okay, na-pressure ka. Baka nagpaparinig na nga si girl, right? Still, you're a fucking adult. You're supposed to know kung kailan ka dapat mag-settle. But again, that's an assumption. We don't know that. Right? But the fact is, obviously, from his statement, wala siyang pera. He has no capabilities of starting a family. So, doon pa lang, wala na. Ano na, parang kumbaga, it ends there. And the girl probably realized that. Na, ito yung benchmark mo para sa akin. Doon niya kinuha yung worth eh. Yun yung worth na pinag-uusapan eh, right? Ito yung benchmark mo. Ito yung gusto mong budget para sa pamilya na itatayo mo. And don't come to me and tell me na, hindi, pag yan, nagkaanak na, I'm not gonna wait for that. I'm not gonna wait na magkaanak ako para patunayan mo sa akin na hindi lang 299 yung worth ng magiging pamilya mo. No way! Right? And then, he started the statement with, hindi man lang niya na appreciate yung effort ko. I spoke about this on my podcast, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Hindi niya na appreciate yung effort ko. Where's the fucking effort? We went to Shopee yesterday I recorded it. We went to Shopee and searched engagement ring.
Okay.
yun ang unang lumabas. Rings were 299 pesos. Ang daming options for rings were 299 pesos. Pero yun yung unang-unang lalabas. Hindi yun ang cheapest. There was a cheap ring, another cheaper ring, which is 71 pesos. Okay? Pero ang unang-unang lalabas is 299 peso engagement ring. What's my point? There's no effort in that. Because if nag-effort ka talaga, you would have scoured the internet kung online ka lang talaga bibili. Pumunta ka sana somewhere to buy. But again, we don't know that. Baka nga mamaya, ginawa niya kaso namamahalan siya. But then baka another point.
Baka naman kasi
sinabi niya.
Okay. Ilagdagaw.
Go ahead.
Baka naman kasi yung tunay na yun, nag-effort pa rin siya, tinignan niya muna pa nung size ng dalili.
I mean, that's all bullshit. Like, he even mentioned na pwede naman siyang bumili worth 4 digits na ring eh. 'Di ba? Sinabi niya technically kaya ko naman bumili ng 4 digits na ring eh. Pero anong binili mo yung 299? So, priorities, right? Priorities.
Yeah.
So obviously you did not prioritize the girl. It's not just about worth. It's unfair to say na the engagement ring will be the equation of the girl's worth. That is just so wrong. That's not how it's supposed to be. But giving a 299 engagement ring and saying na nag-effort ka, if yan ang definition mo ng effort, what kind of effort are you really gonna do for your family, for your future family? See, what a lot of people missed about the 299 engagement ring is what it symbolizes. It's not just about the amount, but it's also about how it was acquired. It was also about what the guy said afterwards. The nerve na siya pa yung nakipaghiwalay. Imagine that. Imagine siya pa yung nakipaghiwalay kasi ikaw ang nasaktan, ikaw ang nainsulto. Because binigyan mo siya ng 299 ring na technically sinabi mo na kaya mo namang bumili ng mas mahal?
Pero I think sa akin na, the guy, I'm gonna protect the guy muna for this thing. Kung bakit siya yung nakipaghiwalay. Bakit siya yung nakipaghiwalay. Ha? Nakipaghiwalay siguro siya because of how the society has been judged by him. Kaya siguro, yun yung assumption ko na nag-reason out siya na bakit siya nakipaghiwalay. For me. Regardless,
a big part of it is probably the pressure of what
society. What
it cost, the stress that it cost them. But all I'm saying is that, I mean, for him to, wala tayong magagawa eh. From his perspective.
Malay mo naman kasi yung ano na yun, pa wala, kunyari, we in order naman talaga siyang sing-sing. Kaso na medyo mamahalin. Nagkataon lang na matagal pa. And na-pressure na siya. Nagpa-shopping na. Di ba Shopee could do express delivery, right? O baka ganun lang naman yun. Just for the sake.
Again, you know, these are assumptions that...
Kasi wala tayo dun sa... No,
sa well, yeah, those are assumptions. So let's not create fake scenarios and assumption na... realities, alternate realities of what could have been or what's happening. So I think we should just focus on what's there, what was released to the public, right? Because I can create 100 scenarios and 100 alternate realities and judge them, but it won't make sense, right? So the only thing that we can really talk about is what was out there, what was informed to the public, right? And based on what was out there, it solidified and confirmed yung hinaing ni girl, yung kanyang sentiments na wala, hindi ka talaga ready to get married. You're not financially capable to start your own family. So, quite honestly, while I know that, you know, there's so much pain and that I don't want to be insensitive, but I think what happened is something that should happen. I think maybe not a breakup, not as bad as a breakup, but I think it's a good idea na hindi muna talaga sila magpakasal kasi they're setting themselves up for failure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
they're setting themselves up for a lot more heartache, and idadamay pa nila yung magiging anak nila. I think because obviously,
correct,
right?
Yeah, that's the correct approach siguro regarding on that. Pero ang pinakauna pa rin, dapat hindi mo na pinost. Well, kung na-post man lang, dapat hindi na sana nagbitaw ng second emotion niya.
Kasi, kasi ganito ah. Kahit naman sabihin mo, we can keep saying dapat hindi na pinost, dapat hindi na pinost. That's the reality of it. Kaya nga niya in-anonymous eh. Diba?
Yun niya. Pero nandun na lang tayo.
I could have easily said na, oh, bakit ka nagre-react? Hindi naman ikaw yan. Ikaw lang ba nag-propose ng 299? Ikaw lang ba bumili ng 299? Right? It could have been anyone. Pero why are you so triggered? Diba? Why is the guy so triggered with that post? Kung hindi siya tinamaan, kung hindi siya na-trigger dun sa post, okay, sige, hindi pala ikaw yan. Okay. Right? So, I mean, the reason why it was anonymous is so to protect her identity and the boyfriend's identity. Right? Because, wala na, I think it's moot to discuss na dapat hindi pinost. Because we've already established that. Dapat naman talaga, no personal issue should be posted in social media. Hindi ka dapat talaga nagpo-post ng kahit na anong personal shit mo.
That's the number one. Any negative na personal sa'yo will be used against you. Diba?
Right? I mean...
I learned that in a hard way. Sa totoo lang.
A lot of people did. I learned that the hard way too. I used to really be toxic on social media. Huwag nyo nang hanapin kasi binura ko na yung social media na yun. But I used to be really toxic.
Makikita mo naman yung 2009 post mo. At least, yung mga... 2009 ako nag-start magkaroon ng Facebook. Doon ko nakita, gaano pala ako pa-toxic?
Yeah. Diba? So... I mean, we've been there, you know. It's just that, you know, we learn and we change our ways. But for this particular person, maybe she hasn't gone through that yet. Or again, assumptions. Maybe this, maybe that. Yeah. But we cannot really speak on only assumptions. So we will only talk about what is out there and what we can really just say na, okay, ito pala. Which actually nga ngayon, I stopped talking about it really apart from this podcast. I stopped posting about it or commenting about it because of the number of people who are claiming nga na sila yon or kilala nila. And I feel like this is just really getting really crazy na and stupid.
Yeah.
So it's a fun 1 week of my life where I saw people reacting to it. I saw people fighting about it. It's a really nice, well, not nice. It's a very interesting, rather, social experiment, so to say. I'm not saying that it's just a social experiment. No, I don't know that. But from my perspective, it's become a really interesting way to look at society. To look at people online and how they react to things and how people can really easily be very emotional on things.
Yeah, I agree naman that. Kaya sabi nga, if you are a logical person, I think you perceive things analytically without any emotions. There's a little bit of emotions, but hindi siya yung gano'n na typically na may bugso ng damdamin. You decide on things based on logical aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So, that you are cautious about where your path are taking off. Yeah. Unlike when you decide because of your emotions, it's bursting out. Ang siguro ang isa rin pwede yung idagdag because of the breakup, di ba na mention din ng guy. I think you don't need to make a decision based on temporary feelings because sometimes the temporary feelings that we are receive or we perceive or we shared could affect the whole situation. Diba?
That's right.
Andulat yan, diba? Actually, napakasimple lang naman yung ganun. Pwede naman nilang pag-usapan. Pero the guy decided by himself based on his emotion na end relationship. And mm-hmm. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And a lot of things na rinig ko rin na it's a good call for the guy. And other things, sabi na hindi. But,
no, actually, it's a good call for both of them. It's a good call that they break up. Because, well, again, not to us to an extent of a breakup, but it's a good call that the marriage is off. Because hindi nga sila ready. Eh. Hindi ready si guy to be married. Hindi sila ready parehas because obviously they cannot talk things out. The fact that na 8 years na kayo tapos hindi nyo kayang pag-usapan ang mga bagay, I'm not gonna say it's an easy conversation. Hindi yan madaling usapan because anything, any conversation about money for a lot of people is very hard. Okay? Right? A lot of people, a lot of couples break up because of money issues. Right?
So now, because of that.
Exactly. So, that's probably the reason why hindi rin masabi ni girl, kasi hindi naman natin alam ilang taon pa lang sila. Baka they're very young. Yeah, exactly, right? So all I'm saying is that it's probably a good maybe a blessing in disguise if you want to call it that na hindi sila nagpakasal.
Hindi, oh yeah, pero yung the breakup parang hindi kasi ako hindi kasi ako fan ng breakup eh. Simula nung
nobody's a fan of breakup. Breakup is painful. You can never say that you're a fan of breakup. That doesn't make sense.
Yung marriage is called off. It's okay. Pero yung makikipag-break about because of that stupid thing, stupid post, parang ang babaw. For me, sorry if...
Because you have to understand na for the guy, from the guy's perspective, you call it stupid post, pero from the guy's perspective, hindi yun stupid para sa kanya eh. Nasaktan siya eh. Diba? No matter naman how we have our own opinion on hindi siya ready sa marriage, ganyan. The reality is, nasaktan pa din siya. It doesn't matter kung tama siya o mali. Diba? Kahit pasabihin mo na mali ka, hindi ka talaga ready. Okay, sige, mali siya. Pero nasaktan pa din siya. Right? Diba? May emotion pa din. Parehas pa din silang nasaktan. But again, you know, maybe well, that's what they need. Kasi para sa akin na, an 8-year relationship na hindi nyo kayang pag-usapan ang mga bagay na tungkol sa pera, ang mga bagay na personal feelings nyo, if yung mga bagay na yun, for 8 years na nagsasama kayo or naging magka-relasyon kayo, hindi nyo pa kayang pag-usapan, there is something wrong with the relationship. There's definitely something wrong because this person is supposed to be your partner for life.
Agreed.
Hindi ako naniniwala na we all have our secrets. No. Agreed. If you have a partner for life, you should not have any secrets from them. Kasi dapat magpakasal man kayo sa o hindi. I'm not even gonna say lovers or couples. I'm gonna say partners because you're gonna tackle life together, supposedly. Diba? Magpakasal man kayo o hindi, but the what they say is true sa hirap at ginhawa. Right? Now, if you cannot talk about the hirap, if you cannot talk about the hardest conversations, then there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Hindi siya mag-work because in the long run, all these emotions that you're keeping, ipopost mo lang na ipopost sa social media, mag-anonymous ka lang na mag-anonymous, di ba?
Yeah.
So both of them, not just the guy, both of them are clearly not ready for marriage.
Actually,
and that's also the reason why I'm saying that it might actually be a blessing in disguise.
Actually, the relationship is still immature for me. Because siya matured. For the, coming from an 8-year relationship, yung dahil na sinabi mo, but sa mga ganyan na simpleng bagay, ba't hindi nila kaya sabihin? Ngayon, sa standpoint ko, bakit sinasabi ko pag hindi pa nag-bloom yung relationship is that, unang-una, kailangan mo bang ipuso yung mga ganyan na bagay? Pangalawa, ba't hindi mo kaya sabihin? Pangatlo, you're talking about big plans, future plans, pero hindi nyo kayang, hindi pa kayo ready. Kasi ito ka, right now, society always thinks na dapat yung mga bagay-bagay ay parang lahat na lang laging sarap. puro sarap na lang yung gusto nating ma-feel. Puro pleasure. Kasi doon tayo nagiging masaya eh.
Yun doon naman ang gusto ko. Ikaw ba, hindi mo gusto yun?
Ako naman. Actually, sa totoo lang, yun kasi yung parang the more that we look for this kind of pleasure, the more na parang nagugustuhan natin at hindi na natin napag-uusapan ano yung drawback. Diba? For example, love is equal to pain. Pleasure is equal to pain din. Diba? There's pleasure, there's pain. Mahirap, may sarap. Yun yung, ano kasi, yun kasi yung parang hindi na naiisip ng ibang karamihan. Diba?
That's really sad if they don't think about that because, I mean, I agree. I mean, eh, kung kaya, kung pwede lang na puro sarap lang, eh, bakit? Diba? But that's not the reality. Diba? Pero, yeah, to your point, it has to be something that you should be able to comfortably talk to your partner about.
Kaya nga,
anything. It has to be everything.
Yeah, kaya sabi nga, no, isang mentor ko or sa one of my friends, kung hindi mo kayang paninigan, wag mong pakasalan. Diba? Kung puro sarap, and one of my father told me, kung puro sarap lang ang gusto mo, at walang hirap, magpakasarap ka na lang. Total, yun lang naman ang hinahamon-hamon mo. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. And obviously, this couple, in the 299 ring, they're not ready.
Yeah.
There are so many in that, we're not assuming anything, but from the post alone, judging the relationship from the post alone with no assumptions will tell you straight up, they're not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, agree. So,
not ready for marriage, rather.
Yeah. So, for this specific topic that we have discussed. Any thoughts na pwede mong ibigay sa ating mga listeners and viewers? What to give them or from the advice? Because nagiging ano natin to, nagiging norm ko kasi ito eh.
Mm-hmm. I think first and foremost, coming from this issue again, no? It's very easy to be rude online. It's very easy to be unkind. It's very easy to just say anything without really meaning it, without really thinking about it, because there is no real world consequence to what we say online. Kumbaga, kahit naman totoong profile mo yung gamit mo or gumagamit ka ng dummy account, di ba? Sobrang dali na mag-comment lang ng mag-comment kasi ano bang mangyayari sa'yo? Mababash ka. Kung hindi ka sikat, di ka naman makakancel kasi sino ka ba? Diba? So, sobrang daling maging asshole. Right? Right? But, you have to understand that everything that we see online, dahil sa dami ng nakakasalamuhan natin online, we need to understand that little by little, small parts of it becomes your personality. In reality, in your real world, right? So we need to be very careful. We need to always make sure na we watch out how we react. Isip-isip din bago tayo mag-react. And when we react to something, let's be logical. Mag-isip-isip naman tayo. Hindi yung puro biglang naging tungkol na sa'yo. Biglang naging tungkol sa emotions mo. It's okay. It's okay. Yun naman kasi talaga yung point eh. A lot of posts are done so that it touches our emotion because that's what a successful content is. Right?
Yeah.
If na trigger yung emotion mo, whether it's a negative or a positive trigger, ibig sabihin successful yung content. Alright? But it triggering your emotion does not mean that you go berserk and become emotional. Pero right mo yan. Gusto mo maging emotional, bahala ka. But don't judge people just because you're feeling emotional. Like what happened to this post. People started judging them and bashing them because they were relaying it based on their own situation. Diba? So, I hope that something, if there's any takeaway that I got from this, again, is that I need to really look out for, you know, how I react. I need to look out for maybe how I am as a person, my online persona. Diba? Ano ba ako online? Forget about the ring. Forget about the 299. Bala kayo dyan. Really, like, I'm looking at it on a much more holistic point of view where, wow, ganito pala talaga mag-react yung mga tao. This is how they're gonna take things, right? Regarding naman sa issue on knowing your worth because of the 299, the truth is, and I said this to my podcast, if I was given by my fiancé a 299 ring, I'll be very upset and I'll be very insulted. May insulto ako pag ako binigyan ng 299 ring. Because kung ikaw, fiancé kita, you would know hindi mo ako bibigyan ng 299 ring. Right? You wouldn't even dare give me. Materialistic ba ako? No. But at the same time, dahil fiancé kita, I expect you to know me very, very well. And I expect you to know saan ako maiinis. Now, why do I say na maiinis ako sa 299? Napaka-materialistic naman ito. No, it's not that. It's because I know our financial capability. Alam ko kung magkano ang kaya mong gastusin. And I mean, baka mabasha ko dito, pero hindi naman kasi ako magde-date ng isang guy na ang alam ko is ang kaya lang niyang bilhin is 299. Don't tell me na ang materialistic naman ito. No, it's not that. I have certain standards na alam kong hindi ko kakayanin kung 299 yung kaya niyang ibigay sa akin. I can't. Right? Because I have a certain lifestyle na pag 299 ang benchmark niya for an engagement ring, marami akong mga bagay na hindi ko magagawa kasi hindi siya makakasabay. So, definitely, I am not dating anyone na ang benchmark is 299. So, if I am given a 299 ring, I'll be very, very insulted. And that's not being materialistic. And for this guy na nakasagutan ko, that's not being insecure. Excuse me. Dadaan ako.
Yung nilabas mo na yung hugot mo dito sa podcast show. Hindi
ako, di ba? But yeah.
And I get the point. I got the idea na totoo naman when yung guy, kung alam naman niya talaga yung pagkakakilala sa'yo and magpo-propose about this specific engagement, hindi mo naman pwede siyang bigyan ng 299, right? But kung naiintindihan mo naman yung financial situation ng guy, gaya na sinabi mo, then siguro probably you will accept it.
It's a very Hollywood movie. Pinamiwala na naman kasi tayo ng Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
This is like, love is enough. Ano yung sabi mo? Yeah? Love will keep us alive.
Yeah, love will keep us alive, sabi nga. But, yeah. It is pa kasi yun.
Kahit gutom tayo, basta magkasama tayo. But look, nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with that. Because there are people na minsan just really hold on to love kahit walang-wala na sila. And it's beautiful. Okay? And it's beautiful. So don't ever value your worth based on anything material. Okay? Don't ever value your worth. Baka isipin nyo, bakit biglang nagbago? No. Because dito sa issue ng 299, it was not her worth. She wasn't talking about her worth. She was talking about her future. She was talking about the guy's priorities. It wasn't her worth.
I think also, ano yung sinama, yung na-confuse siya doon about sa feelings niya.
Mm-hmm.
Yung isa sa mga sinabi.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So for now, for this, key takeaways about what we have discussed, I've learned a lot from this win. Una, yeah, the world right now is a transactional. Simula pa naman nung nakaraan, lahat na lang nun may equivalent value. Naghirap ka, may sarap. Nag-effort ka, may sagot. di ba? Yun yung ano kasi ngayon, yun yung norm. Ngayon, despite of being a breadwinner also, typically, mahirap naman. But aside from that, kung alam mo naman yung financial situation mo at alam mo naman na at you are capable of providing ng isa o dalawang pamilya o tatlong pamilya, good, sige, push mo. As long as you are not stepping your partner. Kasi nga, about your future. Eh. It's not about yung nakaraan mo or your present mo. You're talking about future. Eh.
Correct.
For these 299 pesos nga naman na, ano, na issue right now, unang-una kasi, syempre, nangyari na, whatever na bugso ng damdamin mo at gusto mo naman i-vent out, maraming pwedeng gawin eh. Pwedeng activity so that you could vent out those situation. Mali lang ng trend. Tapos, nag-break pa sila. And when we analyze the context, the relationship is still immature. Kasi, kasi gaya nga sabi ni Queen, simpleng bagay pa lang, hindi mo kaya sabihin sa partner mo, paano pa kaya pag naging mag-asawa na kayo. Wala mong secret. Diba? Yun kasi yung nagiging problema eh. Tao din naman tayo, nag-aamali tayo. Pero ang problem is, we as a society judge kung ano yung mga nababasa, naririnig, at saka mga na ikita natin. Totoo, we are judgmental person. Pero, minsan, kailangan din naman kasi natin tignan analytically kung ano ba talaga yung nangyari. Hindi yung puro saksak lang tayo ng saksak. Tapos, i-re-relate natin yung, well, typically, i-re-relate naman natin yung nangyari na nangyari sa atin about those certain posts kasi na-experience din natin at nangyari ay at naiintindihan natin. But right now, typically we are confused kasi kung ano ba talaga yung sinasabi nating pagmamahal. Minsan, we are judging because may price ba nga? Oo, wala. Well, if you gonna ask me, may kanya, it depends. Love has a unique way of how we perceive things depending kung paano natin siya experience. May conditional nga, may unconditional, may transactional. But ito yung ano, yung pinaka-importante. We need to be wise to know, understand, and tell our plans. Kasi kung hindi natin sasabihin yun, at hindi natin maiintindihan sa partner natin, para saan pa? See, love is a unique way on how we push ourselves for the sake to make someone happy. Kung ikaw ay napapasaya nun, it's okay for you, for the both of you. Minsan kasi, sometimes it's either it could hurt us or it could make us happy. Whatever the decision that you have, whatever the things that you have talked to, as long as you don't regret that decision, it's okay and you're fine. Diba? So, ngayon, sa situation na meron tayong napag-usapan, do you think that love has a price? Try mo, napasok ko pa yun.
I think, you know, like I said, love is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It has no price. It's an emotion. But yeah, being in a relationship with someone you love, being married with someone you love has a price. But love in itself, it's an emotion. It shouldn't have any price.
Kaya nga sabi nga natin, there's a unique way on how we define love. And it depends on the situation or we have experience. Diba? Queen, maraming salamat for this podcast. Umabot na naman tayo ng 1 hour and 30 minutes. Kaya maghahati na naman ako ng part 1, part 2 dito.
Sorry na.
Hindi kasi ako na-enjoy naman guys. Sa totoo lang. But, Queen,
always, so, always.
You need to plug something about this podcast show so that I could send, could post it. Plug mo nang
yes.
Plug.
Thank you so much. So yes, please check out my podcast at In a Relationship with Queen Wasabi. But for you to, you know, check out everything that I do, just check out queenwasabi.com para makita nyo saan ako matatagpuan. I'm hosting a meet and greet for creators. I hope you attend. It's going to be on the 27th of January sa Estancia Mall, third floor. Side Quest Estancia Mall. It's on the third floor. So I hope to see you guys there. I have a lot of events coming in on February as well, but for now, plug muna natin yung mangyayari sa January.
So this is your host, Ice Cream Notes, and thank you for supporting me on my TikTok also and supporting me. Support natin siya sa kanya mga ganap sa buhay, sa mga hanas niya sa buhay. Check out her social media accounts also. I'm gonna post it on the link. And also, if you want to join the group, meron siyang group din na Hugot Snap. I think kasama siya doon. She's one of the founders. You could check it out. And also, I'm proposing also my very old group, the DDS group, the Di Na Dapat Saktan group movement. Yun yung kasi yung pinapangarap sa buhay. So, this is your host, Ice Cream Notes. Nagpalit na po tayo ng tagline, hindi na favorizing your love, life, and mind, but a daily treat. For your mind, body, and soul. Yow! Thank you!
Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk.